give me a reason, give me a purpose, and I'll find a way. And the last part of our program has to do with that, finding a way. How do we reach out and get our children excited about science? How do we make that excitement a global excitement? Well, the first part of what we're about to present does precisely that. We have many, many programs. Graduate program, mini MBAs, building laboratories for little people. But perhaps the most impressive program is what we call our Young Scientist Program. 25,000 students from around the world. 25,000 students who, in some cases, when I go to their countries, for example, Indonesia, I'm in Jakarta, and what do I see in Jakarta? But the government has put a billboard up saluting the fact that their student had made it to the All-Tech final from all around the world. And today, and for fear that I left any of the countries out, from that 25,000, the finalists come from Russia, China, Costa Rica, Sri Lanka, North America, and Egypt. Unfortunately, our Egyptian finalists couldn't make it here because of visa problems. But I really want you to, when they come on and we finally announce the winner, imagine what it's like to be 19, 20, 21. Imagine what it's like to start with 25,000 and get to 7. Harvard takes 48% of all the applicants. So this is an elite group. So we're going to share with you that program, and to do so we have my son Mark, and the lady who mentored him through his PhD, the salt of the earth, mentors, Inga Russell. So enjoy the finale of our competition.
At Alltech, we believe the answer to tomorrow's problems lie in the minds of today's young people. We invest significantly in educational initiatives for people at all ages and levels of education. Our diverse array of educational programs includes scholarships for opera, journalism students, and business, but our natural focus is on science and agriculture. Understanding that research and innovation are critical for the success of future generations, in 2005, we launched the Alltech Young Scientist Award. The inaugural competition in 2005 attracted just 86 entrants, mostly from North America. Since then, the competition has grown in leaps and bounds. This year's competition drew almost 8,000 entries from 70 countries from all over the globe. The regional undergraduate and graduate winners have been invited to attend Alltech Symposium, where they have made their presentations before a panel of judges. After much deliberation, the global winners have now been determined. Now, to present the awards, please welcome Drs. Mark Lyons and Inga Russell.
I think it's wonderful to be back here again, a wonderful group of young people that have competed this year in this year's competition. And certainly when we thought about Glimpse and this whole wonderful theme, and when we think about how quickly 7 years can go, it's amazing to see that we have done so much. From that 86 applicants in 2006 for the award, now 8,000 this year. 25,000 students have come through this program, and now it is really becoming something that is very, very special, something that many universities are even putting in their curriculum. So, perhaps we can welcome first our undergraduate and graduate winners.
We've had over 8,000 registrants this year again. We've had country and regional awards. And this is all about teaching them how to communicate science. And boy, does this group know how to communicate science, because they're an amazing group. But even if they don't win, every one of those students that competes gets feedback, they get a certificate, and we encourage them to stay in science. And I know this is exciting today, and I love this day, but to me, the real value is in the ones that aren't here today, that we encourage to stay in science. But all of these winners, they've got medals, they've got iPads, they've got cash prizes. They've really done well already. But again, it's not about the medal. It's about the opportunities and the doors that this is going to open for these students.
And I think we've seen that over the years, the number of people that have come to the program and then following them and tracking them where they've gone afterwards. It's really been something quite special.
So on Saturday, they had to face a panel of judges. They did a presentation. They were quizzed really hard. And that's how we came up with the winners. And this group does not yet know who the undergraduate winner is or who the graduate winner is.
So, our undergraduate finalists, should we give them a round of applause?
Yes, I think they need a round of applause.
Okay. Thank you. And our graduate winners. So, these are the global trophies. We'll get a little closer to you so you can see them.
Beautiful. They're new. And Dr. Lyons.
Yes.
Designed them for us.
Yes. The newest Dr. Lyons, Dr. Deirdre Lyons, was the designer of these trophies. Beautiful and unique, as always. I think she makes a different design every year.
And the beautiful trophy. And for the undergraduate winner, there's $5,000 cash. And for the graduate winner, there's $10,000 cash to go with it. But again, the big prize is the opportunity and the doors that it opens. So shall we go maybe to the center with one of these trophies?
Okay.
I can take mine. You can leave yours here for now. And maybe I'll just tease them just a little bit on terms of who the undergraduate winner is. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think that's good fun. That's okay. What the symposium is supposed to be about.
A small hint, person's very, very smart. Just talking to them, much smarter than both you and I together. It's a she, and she was actually studying in Brazil, and she saw an opportunity. She saw there was an opportunity to do a year here at the University of Kentucky, and that's exactly what she did, and she did a phenomenal research project here in Dr. Harmon's lab. So maybe you could click, and we'll see who that winner is.
Here's our winner. Congratulations, Amanda.
Amanda!
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Amanda. Turn it the other way. Well done, Amanda.
Maybe you could tell us another little story.
Now we're going to tease the graduates, are we? All three were amazing. The judges went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But our winner, again, a very, very special person. She left her home to travel 10,000 miles to come here. She left a little newborn at home, had someone take care, because she wanted to compete. And when I looked at her resume and I counted the awards she had, I ran out of fingers because she had so many gold medals and scholarships. But life has not been easy for this winner. In 2002 in Sri Lanka, she and her family lost absolutely everything in the tsunami except their lives. They lost everything. So she knows what adversity is. So you can understand why when she decided to go to the University of Melbourne in Australia, she was interested in environmental studies. And her project was all about effects of CO2. So I'd like to announce our winner, if you could do that click.
Yes.
Our winner, Namisha Fernando from Australia.